We are concluding our series, and we call that the Christmas You've Always Wanted. And just want to make a recap. Last week, pinag-usapan natin resentful or being bitter. Okay, baka yung iba sa atin, bitter ka pa kasi iniwan ka ng girlfriend mo last year. Christmas! Paskong Pasko, iniwan ako! Okay? O kaya, boyfriend mo, grabe, heartbreaking talaga yon. Ang sakit nun, Brad. Kaya ngayon, bitter ka. But again, okay, listen up. Last week, pinag-usapan natin from being resentful to being grateful. Okay, we want to thank God. We want to be grateful to God for every blessing that He gave to all of us. Okay, the fact na meron tayong magulang, kapatid, classmates, kaibigan, best friends, nakakain, allowance every single day. We have to be thankful to God. That's why from being resentful to grateful. Today, we'll talk about from receiving to giving. Okay? Yung dating mindset natin na tanggap tayo ng tanggap this time, you know, we're gonna learn something about giving. Okay? So, Paskong Pasko na talaga. In fact, suot ko na yung pamasko po ngayon. Namasko po ako sa ninong at ninang ko last week. So, sinuot ko na yung pinamasko ko. Anyway, I'd like to invite everyone to stand on your feet in honor of God's Word today, tonight. If you have your Bible with you, would you open that in the book of Acts, chapter 20? We're going to read 5 verses from verse 30 to 35. Okay? Just read along with me. And yung last word, pag sinabi kong sabay-sabay tayo, basahin natin yung last sentence. Okay? Verse 33. Oh, 3 verses lang pala. I'm sorry. I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. Ibig sabihin, sinasabi ni Paul dito, hindi ko covet? Inasam. Okay, o inaangkin ang pag-aari ng kahit ng sino man. And he said, you yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. Ibig sabihin, hindi naghahanap hingi si Paul. In fact, he wants to be a blessing. He wants to give. He wants to be a generous giver. And then in verse 35, in everything I did, I showed you that by this hand, that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself said. Okay, let's all read this together at the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Okay, so this is where Paul is coming from, this, from what Jesus mentioned, okay, in the book of Luke. Okay, na sinabi niya dito, freely you gave, freely you receive, and freely you give. Okay? Now, can we just take this time, just honor God, and just commit this time before God. Lord, we thank you, God, for tonight, Lord God, for bringing us all together, Lord God, for the last time, Lord God, this year, God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that may you open our hearts, Lord God, that we may receive your very message, Lord. God, my prayer tonight, Lord God, is that I will never share any of your glory, for it is yours alone, God. Lord, I pray that may you, Holy Spirit, may you reveal to us who Jesus is, the beauty, the glory, the majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ. For every time we encounter Jesus, our lives are never the same again. We give you back all the glory and honor, God. Bless the preaching of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sabi mo muna sa katabi mo, bago ko umupo, Merry Christmas! Okay, sige, pwede ka na umupo. All right. I have a question. Okay? Listen up. Makinig tayo lahat. How many of you here agree that giving is good? May follow-up pa. Especially if you are the recipient. Giving is good, especially if you are the recipient. Kung ikaw ang nakakatanggap, ay ba, talagang maganda ang giving. Panalo ang giving kasi nakakatanggap ako. Sino nag-agree doon? Baka ako lang. Okay. Mga ilan-ilan lang naman, mga 20. Okay? But I don't to believe that every one of us agree that giving is good. Katulad na sinabi ko, lalo na kapag ka ikaw ang tumatanggap. Diba? Pagka binibigyan ka ng cellphone, o may mamimigay ng cellphone, tapos ibibigay sa'yo. Ba, panalo. O kaya pagka may raffle, nabunot ka, namimigay ng regalo, nabunot ka. O tapos, binigay sa'yo. Panalo talaga ang giving. Okay? So, because giving is good, and it always feel good when you receive something, especially this Christmas. Okay? You know what? I realized that, you know, giving cultivates relationship. Ito yung nagpapayabong ng relasyon, yung giving. Okay? As we talk about giving, generosity, ito yung nagpapakulay ng relasyon. In fact, maybe iba sa inyo dito, ganitong situation, binagsama ko lang. Dati, inis na inis ka sa classmate mo, yabang na yabang ka. O kaya yung classmate mo na babae, grabe no, filler naman ito. Diba? Parang kung ano yung gawin niya, parang inis na inis ka, annoying! Ew, you're such an annoying person, girl. Di ba? Mga ganon. Kaya inis na inis ka. But all of a sudden, maybe a week after, ba nilapitan ka? Niyaya ka, uy, girlfriend, libre naman kita. Gusto ko man libre ngayon eh. O kaya yung inis, yabang na yabang ka sa kaibigan mo, Brad, gusto ko lang magwaldas ng pera ngayon. Gusto kitang ilibre. Pwede ka ba sumama sa akin? Ililibre lang kita. Okay? Then dahil nilibre ka, all of a sudden, magbabago yung tingin mo. Biglang, uy, kinabukasan, oh Brad, libre mo uli ako. Close na tayo. Di ba? Biglang, dating inis na inis ka, ngayon parang magbabago. Because giving cultivates relationship. In fact, yung asawa ko, okay, pagka binibigyan ko ng pang-shopping yan o kaya pera, nakukultivate lalo ang relationship, lalo akong minamahal. Kasi di ba iba eh, oh, paghahanda ako lalo niyan, oh babe, anong gusto mo ngayon? Yeah. Kasi ano eh, giving eh. Okay, pati yung mga anak ko, pagka binibigyan ko yan, panay ang halik sa akin yan, panay ang hug sa akin yan. Okay, by the way, anak ko po yun nandito, yung kumakanta maganda dito. Okay, panganay ko yun. Okay. And also, not just giving cultivates relationship, but also giving ushers people to Christ or to the gospel. Now, let me explain that. Maybe some of you here, na-invite kayo dito, maybe a few months, okay, maybe 3 months ago, or maybe ngayon lang, okay, but I'm not saying it's negative. In fact, it is a blessing from God. Yung iba sa atin, na-invite tayo dito, di ba, minsan may bribe pa. Uy, attend ka naman sa youth service namin pagkatapos, libre kita. O bigyan kita, naku, may bibigay ako sa'yo, attend ka ng youth service namin. Ano lang yun, 7 o'clock sa Victory Metro East. Diba? Because giving ushers people to Christ, that's why yung mga nag-i-invite dito, okay, yung iba dito, nag-i-invite ka, tapos, oh, alam mo, okay lang, akong bahala sa pamasahe mo, attend ka lang. Okay? Pati isang linggo mo, ako na bahala sa'yo. Grabe, para ka ng mamita, no? Ikaw na nag-provide sa kanya the whole week. Because giving ushers people to Christ. Not just that, I realized that giving builds faith. Okay, for some of us here, meron tayong mga bagay na ibinibigay na parang ang hirap sa kalooban nating ibigay. Lord, talaga bang ibibigay ko to? But when you give that, okay, specific thing, then all the more, it will build your faith. Lord, I'm believing for greater things. Because I was a channel of your blessing to this person. Because it builds stronger faith. Okay? And talking about this, you know, again, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, giving is so good, lalo na kapag ikaw ang receiver, ikaw ang recipient. But I realized that not everyone is a generous giver. In fact, most of us, if not all, wants to receive, and receive, especially this Christmas. More than thinking about giving. It's all about what we are thinking right now. Ano kaya matatanggap ko ngayong Pasko? Bibigyan kaya ako ni nanay ng iPhone ngayong Pasko? Bibigyan kaya ako ng girlfriend ko ngayon ng yung gustong-gusto ko na damit? Okay? Bibigyan kaya ako ng boyfriend ko na something na, alam mo yung mga pangkikay ngayong Christmas? We don't usually think of, ano kaya ang ibibigay ko this Christmas? I don't know if you would agree with me, but that's a reality. Most of the time, we think of what we will receive, especially this Christmas, more than what we could give. Because this is a natural way of life. The question is, how can we be generous? Okay? Again, katulad ng binasa natin kanina, it is Paul talking about being generous. And he was referring to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Okay? Sinabi dito, freely you have received, freely you give. Okay? Natanggap mo ang isang bagay na libre, wala kang ginawa, wala kang bayad, magbigay ka rin ng walang bayad ng libre. That is why Paul mentioned that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, ang thinking natin, grabe, paano ako mabe-bless kung bigay ako ng bigay? Bigay dito, bigay doon, bigay dyan. How could I be blessed when I'm always giving? Okay? There's a contradicting words right there. I'll be blessed every time I receive. But that is what the scripture is telling us. The more we give, the more that we will be blessed. But Jesus' teaching is more blessed to give than to receive. Why? Because first of all, before we understand giving, before we understand what giving is all about, we need to realize first, we need to understand first what we received from Christ. Bago natin maintindihan yung spirit of giving, especially this Christmas. Diba kasi ang topic natin, ang title ng series natin, The Christmas You've Always Wanted. Ano ba talaga yung gusto natin ngayong Pasko? Yan ba yung makareceive na makareceive? But before we understand that receiving and all the more yung giving, we need to understand first what we received from Christ. Quick things. First of all, what we received from Christ is unconditional life. Unconditional life. How many of you knows Paul Walker? You know, grabe, parang number one fan na talaga. Yeah! Lalaki-lalaki, yeah! Paul Walker ako, brad. Yeah. Of course, Paul Walker, we all know him. Of course, he passed away weeks ago. And before he passed away, okay, sino sa inyo dito napanood nyo lahat ng Fast and the Furious? Okay, grabe. Yeah, talaga. Grabe. Yeah, ako yun. Talaga. Number one fan talaga. But we all know, okay, lahat tayo alam natin, of course, what he did. You know, he gave, in fact, before that accident happened, merong video na lumabas na he wanted to help the victims of Yolanda here in the Philippines. And he's like encouraging the people of the Philippines, you know, be strong. You know, we're going to do something, everything that we can just to help you, all our Filipino brothers and sisters. He wants to give something, okay? And of course, sad to say, maybe weeks after that, you know, video, then he met a car crash, okay? Nag-crash yung sinasakyan nila, dalawa sila. And of course, what happened this was namatay siya. Pero most of us, yun lang ang alam natin. But I want to bring you back to the year 2004. In the year 2004, there was a couple na engaged to be married. Yung lalaki was a soldier from Iraq. Bumalik lang ng Amerika just for him to be married dun sa yun sa mapapangasawa niya. Okay? Then one time in Santa Barbara, okay? Pumunta sila sa isang jewelry store and they're looking for a wedding ring. And voila, who's there? It's Paul Walker. Paul Walker was inside that jewelry store. And na-overheard ni Paul Walker, okay, na nagtatanong tong mag-asawang to ng wedding ring nila. And then yung wedding ring cost about $9,000. And then sabing ganun nung soldier who came from Iraq, na overheard niya na he'll be coming back to Iraq. So that's approximately 370,000. Okay, pesos. Mali pala ako kanina, sabi ko 4 million. Thank you. So 370,000 pesos here in the Philippines. Ngayon, narinig niya, okay, sabing ganun nung lalaki, you know, I don't have much money to buy you that. So what happened is lumabas sila ng jewelry store without having that diamond ring. But all of a sudden, this Paul Walker, because he overheard yung napag-usapan ng couple na to, bought the 9,000 diamond ring for them. Then after a week, amen. After a week, tumawag yung jeweler. Okay, dun sa couple. Sabi nga noon, sir, ma'am, would you come here in the jewelry store? I'm gonna give you the diamond ring worth $9,000. Into their amazement, hindi nila alam kung saan nanggaling yun. Okay, hindi pinasabi ni Paul Walker. This is a true story. I'm not making kwento. You can Google it anytime you want. Okay? Then, so binigay na sa kanila, kinasal na sila, but who would have thought? 2004, and then 2013, after that accident, that jeweler decided to call back again the couple and tell them who gave that diamond ring. Sinabi niya sa kanila, it is Paul Walker who gave that diamond ring to you. And maybe ang alam lang natin is because Paul Walker wants to give, you know, I'm not magnifying Paul Walker, okay, I have a point here. But, you know, the point is, you know, this man wants to give even his life, everything that he has, just for the benefit of others. But think about this. Paul Walker is nothing compared to our Lord Jesus Christ because of his unconditional life. Kung si Paul Walker, maybe namatay siya because of a good, you know, intention. But you know, Jesus Christ himself, think about this. God didn't, okay, wait for you and me to be all good before he decided to come here on earth and die for us. In fact, he decided back then in the book of Genesis chapter 3 when Adam and Eve sinned against God. Right there and then, he decided that I will come here on earth, I'll put on skin and flesh, skin and bone, just to die for my people. And hindi niya na hinintay na pag bumait si ganito, tsaka ako mamamatay, tsaka ako ibibigay yung buhay ko sa kanya. Because whether we like it or not, whether we admit it or not, every single day, we are stubborn. We are selfish. We have this sinful nature against, you know, doing things against God. But yet, God decided thousands and thousands of years ago that He's gonna send His own Son, Jesus Christ. That is unconditional life that we received from God. You know, more than thinking about anything else, before we really understand what giving is all about, we need to realize first that indeed we receive the greatest gift, and that is the life of our Savior Jesus Christ. That is unconditional life. Yung iba sa atin, di ba? Minsan may condition muna tayo. Gawin mo muna to bago ko ibigay ito. Okay? Bago kita sagutin, gawin mo muna to. Bago kita pakopyahin, gawin mo muna to. May mga condition. Okay? But Jesus Christ Himself gave His life for the ransom of many. And that is unconditional life. Now, the question is, what made His life unconditional? He generously gave His life without expecting anything from us. Minsan, or most of the time, ang mga tao, di ba, pag nagbibigay, we're expecting something in return. Now, I'm not saying that we need to have this attitude, oh, magbibigay ako para may ma-receive ako. No. We need to understand that you are already blessed. You don't have to wait for something in return. Okay? Hindi ka magbibigay ngayong Pasko para may ma-receive ka rin. Hindi ka magbibigay sa mga inaanak mo kasi bibigyan naman ako ng ano. Okay? But it is a joy. But again, genuine generosity is about giving and not expecting anything in return. That is genuine generosity. How Jesus showed up and generously gave his own life for us without even expecting anything from us. Again, we don't have any participation in our salvation. Hindi dahil maganda ka, hindi dahil mabait ka o gwapo ka, dahil marami kang accomplishment, hindi dahil lagi ka nag-a-attend ng youth service, nagpe-pray ka lagi, nagbabasa ka ng Bible, then, God will love you, God will save you. But we don't have any participation in our salvation. Because God is not expecting anything from us. When He gave His own Son, Jesus Christ. Dahil yun nangyari sa cross, it's not a teamwork. It's a one-man show. And that is Jesus Christ Himself alone. Wala na tayong maidadagdag doon. That is the good news. You don't have to add anything. You don't have to do anything. And not just that. Not just that we received unconditional life, but unconditional sacrifice. Unconditional sacrifice. There was a six-year-old Japanese boy, okay? Who gave, again, to the Yolanda victims, okay? Super Typhoon Yolanda. And itong savings niyang to, that cost 5,000 yen. Sa Philippine money natin, around 2,000 pesos. Okay? So, pinag-ipunan niya to. And after niyang pinag-ipunan, may nangyari dito sa Pilipinas, he decided to give away his savings. Okay, that 2,000 pesos or 5,000 yen. And hindi ko kilala itong boy na to, pero itago na lang natin siya sa pangalang Teriyaki Boy. Okay. Kasi hapon siya eh, so Teriyaki Boy na lang. Okay, pwede nyo rin i-google para malaman nyo kung sino talaga itong batang to. But, again, this boy sacrificially gave his savings. I don't know ilang taon niya pinag-ipunan yun, but when he heard the news, he is so generous. He wants to give everything. You know, merong isang fast food chain na merong ino-offer, lalo na ngayon. Yun nangyari yung Yolanda, Super Typhoon Yolanda. When you buy this certain meal, okay, nakalagay dun sa advertisement nila, 1 peso goes to Yolanda victim. When you buy this certain meal. Then, nakita ko tong meal na to, nakita ko yung marketing na to. I thought to myself, why just this meal? Why not every meal, 1 peso goes to the Yolanda victims? Why just this meal? And I realized that, is it they just want to advertise or push this meal? But not the rest? Why? Because sacrificial giving is unconditional. You don't choose anything that you can give. It's all or nothing. Unconditional sacrifice. You know, more than this boy, this Japanese boy, is nothing. His generosity, yes, we know he's so generous, he's so giving, but this six-year-old boy is nothing compared to our Lord Jesus Christ. That indeed, He gave Himself unconditionally with that sacrifice. He sacrificed Himself for you and me. And you know, the reality is, I don't have to convince you that giving is good. Dahil lahat tayo naiintindihan natin na totoo yun. Okay? Again, lalo na kapag ikaw ang tumatanggap. But again, when we receive that salvation from God, in fact, ito lang naisip ko lang, it's hard to call it giving when it doesn't involve sacrifice. Minsan, di ba, parang nagbibigay tayo, iniisip natin, ibibigay ko lang yung sobra ko. May sobra naman ako, ibibigay ko na lang. Minsan magbibigay tayo, hindi ko naman kailangan to, ibibigay ko na lang. It doesn't involve any sacrifice. But true giving, genuine giving, or generosity starts with the sacrifice. Alam mo yung parang mahirap sa yung i-release? Yung parang grabe, Lord, ikaw ba talaga to? Sabi mo, ibigay ko, Lord. Hindi ikaw yan, Lord. Diba, ibibigay ko ba talaga to? Parang ang hirap nito, Lord, ha? But you know, unconditional sacrifice means giving generously even when it hurts. Think about this. God Himself, when He gave His own Son, Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, God is not rejoicing in heaven. In fact, He's grieving because His Son, His only Son, is dying. At hindi niya sinabi sa mga nagpaparusa sa kanya, oh, dahan-dahan lang ha, anak ko yan. No. In fact, those people brutally murdered Jesus because He knew that only by the death of Jesus, people will be saved. Every one of us will be forgiven. That is why He poured out His wrath, His anger on that cross, on His Son, Jesus, so that our sins will be forgiven. That is unconditional sacrifice, my friends. What made the sacrifice unconditional? It doesn't cost us anything, but it cost Him everything. Tatanungin natin, paano naging unconditional yon yung sacrifice na yon? Think about this. It doesn't cost you and me anything. Again, we don't have any participation on our salvation, on our forgiveness. But it cost Him everything. His life, His perfection, His beauty, His majesty, His kingship, His rulership. It cost Him everything. That is unconditional sacrifice. Walang kondisyon. Magsasakripisyo ako para sa'yo, anak. Walang kondisyon. Kahit may ginawa kang tama o mali, kahit magaling ka ngayon o hindi bukas, walang kondisyon. I will make sacrifice for you because I love you, my son. I love you, my daughter. That is the good news. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Not just that we received unconditional life, not just that we received unconditional sacrifice, but we need to understand that the reason why we could give is, first of all, we received unconditional love from God Himself. When He is enthroned in heaven, He's not going to look at you and me according to what we have done. According to the good works that we have done or we are doing until now. But God is looking of what His Son Jesus Christ finished on the cross. More than looking at you, He's looking at His Son Jesus Christ. And that is unconditional love. Let me end with this verse. So powerful. In fact, this is the very first scripture in the Bible that I memorized. And maybe most of us here were so familiar with this verse. John chapter 3, verse 16. Here you are. There you go. John chapter 3, verse 16. It says here, "For God so loved the world." God didn't say, "For God so loved Leo." Not maybe lady. Maybe Jeff, not Dan. But "for God so loved the world." It means to say, even sinners, He loved them. All of us. "For God so loved the world that He gave." He didn't say that He forbid His Son. He refused to give His Son. But God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. One and only. He gave Him away. "That whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." You know what I realized? Listen to this. All eyes here. All eyes here. What I realized with this scripture, you can give without loving. But you can never love without giving. I want to say that again. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Pag lumabas ka lang dyan sa overpass, may kumakalabit sa'yo, kuya, ate, pengi naman barya, pangkain lang. You will give them. But it doesn't mean that you love them, because you can give without loving. But you can never love without even giving. That is unconditional love. That is why you want to give everything for your loved ones. Kasi mahal mo sila, gusto mo silang pasayin, gusto mo silang bigyan ng attention, gusto mo silang bigyan ng mga bagay na magpapasaya sa kanila, because you love them. That's why you're gonna give them something. Because you can never love without giving. Yung iba nga sa atin, handa pang mamatay para sa girlfriend at boyfriend natin. Because when you love, it means to say, you should give. Generously. In fact, let me prove that to you. If you're not yet convinced that when you love, it means to say giving. Because you can never love without giving. Let me prove it to you. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2. It says there, and live a life of love, just as Christ again loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering before God. And not just that. Another verse. In 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Sabi dito, may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and by His grace gave us. Think about this. Jesus Himself, the perfect God that we are serving, unconditionally gave. Walang pakialam ang Panginoon kahit na anong ginawa mo kahapon, ngayon at gagawin mo bukas. Because of His unconditional love, He will still love you. He will still love you. In fact, let me just say this. What does it mean? Why is this, we call this unconditional love? Why is it? What made this love unconditional? You may keep on abusing His love. But let me tell you this, He will keep on giving it. That is unconditional love. You may keep on abusing it. You may be so stubborn. You may be so selfish. You may be so self-righteous. You may be so thinking that I'm good, I'm that, I'm okay. But I'm not. You may keep on abusing His love. But Jesus will keep on giving it to you. Kahit na abusuin mo ang pagmamahal ng Panginoon, ibibigay pa rin niya sa iyo yan. That is unconditional love. Why do we give God a big hand for that? That is unconditional love from Jesus. You know, we're gonna worship God in this place because I believe that God deserves all the glory and honor. Because we received from Him unconditional life, unconditional sacrifice, unconditional love. You know, this is one thing that I want all of us to remember. The generous and unconditional love of God is all we want and need this Christmas. Can you say amen? It may be, there might be so many parties, so many foods, gifts, Thanksgiving, everything. But let me tell you this, students, listen up. It is the generous and unconditional love of Christ that you and I want and need this Christmas. Nothing else. More than gifts, yes, it would just follow. But more than anything else, we need to understand that we receive the love of Christ in our hearts.